morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And today's show is about building tolerance for your greatness.
Yes. You know, it's really easy to complain to yourself about your shortcomings, your foibles, those things about yourself that you don't appreciate. But it's really, really hard to deal with your greatness.
And certainly
with
your
consistency.
Greatness, yes, with consistency. In case you haven't been on our show before.
Were you thinking that?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I hovered your head.
You did. If you haven't listened to us before, we do finish each other's sentences. We tend to simulthink, so just warning you up front. And we always like to start the show talking about listening, because what we've discovered after a lifetime of looking to improve the quality of our life was the moment. And as you discover being here, your life magically transforms on its own.
Right. And it doesn't take anything. You don't have to do anything to have your life transform. What it requires is getting into the current moment of your life. And for most of us, that has been the difficult thing. And we found an easy way that actually works to pull you into the current moment of your life, and that is you have to become, instead of a multitasker, a unitasker, a listener. If you listen when you're listening and actually listen to hear what's being said from the point of view of the person speaking, it will pull you into the current moment of now. And a byproduct of that is your life transforms and things get easier and more fun, and my God, you could have a brilliant life.
Now, we know a lot of you actually have been listening to our show for years. Thank you so much. And a lot of you download a lot of the archive shows and pick topics and refresh the possibility of being present in the moment. So good for you, practicing listening. And listening is really one of those things that supports you in building tolerance for your greatness.
But you see, our approach is anthropological, and an anthropologist studies cultures, and we were all raised in the culture we were born into, so we learned to listen the way our family listened or not. You know how people interrupt each other, they're trying to prove they know what they know more than the other person. Their listening is deficient. You know, people think they've come from, what do they call those families?
Dysfunctional?
Dysfunctional. The only thing dysfunctional in most families is people's ability to listen. And that inability to truly listen gets passed on from generation to generation, because we look to see whether what's being said agrees or disagrees with what we already know or believe to be true. And if it agrees, we say yes, and if it disagrees, we say no. But either of those actions are not true listening. True listening is listening to hear what another person is saying. And if you just get that out of this show, your life will dramatically improve. I mean, by get that, I mean the ability to listen.
It'll become a wellspring for your greatness.
That's right.
Because there's just something magical that happens when you listen. You slow down so that you're actually here and being here with people.
Oh, I like that. See, slow down. We're not trying to get somewhere on this show. We're not trying to get you somewhere. We promise we won't try to fix you or change you or make you better. We are just going to be in the current moment. But in this current moment, we have a question for you.
Ready? Here it is. How good
are you willing
to have it be? You want it all in one voice?
How good are you willing to have it be? You want it in a feminine voice?
How good are you willing to have it be?
Your life we're talking about.
Yes. Some, you know, a lot of us, we have a high tolerance for pain. or for discomfort. We may not like it, but we're used to it. But wow, if things go well and keep expanding with consistency, there is sometimes a little pullback. And a lot of you know this in how you eat. You do really well. You finally lose that weight, and you say,
I'm wasting away. I got to eat something.
And you binge.
There are three basic ideas.
Okay, let's hear
or
them.
Or principles,
yes,
to instantaneous transformation. The first one is anything you resist dominates your life. Anything you say no to runs your life. So if you feel like you're independent because you say no, you're just being the opposite of what you say no to.
So let's use it in terms of what we'll term, just for this conversation, self-defeating thoughts.
Okay.
If you resist those thoughts that go through that say limiting things about you,
yes,
that say negative things about you, if you resist those thoughts, they will not only persist, but they're going to grow stronger, and those thoughts will dominate your life. It's what your life will become about.
It's kind of like when you say to yourself, don't think about pink elephants. What do you get? There you go. Green elephants. No. Second principle. You can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life.
So if you currently have a limited idea of what your abilities are or
your greatness is,
that's the only way you can be in this moment.
Okay. And the third principle is the transformational principle, really, because if you can only be the way you are in this moment and you are yes to that, it completes itself. And here's how it's said. Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if you're a yes to how your life is showing up, your life becomes this ongoing process of completion where everything that you interact with completes itself and you move on into the next moment and you complete the next thing, whatever that is, even if it's just taking a breath.
You can't possibly be aware of all the ways that you are great. You can't. It actually appears in the experience of the other people around you. Because your idea of your greatness tends to happen in your conversation about yourself. Your conversation about yourself is not really relevant. But what happens is people around you are impacted by you. People see you. People know who you are. Our good friend, Mac Jackson, his mother just turned 90, and her name is Grace. She's a lovely lady.
She lives in North Carolina.
And Mac and his wife Ellen and their kids, Zach and Joanna went down to celebrate with her, as did a number of family members, extended family members.
Something like 70 people showed up for her birthday.
And Mac was telling us how he's walking down the corridor with his mother, who's in an assisted living facility, and she was talking about, what have I accomplished in my life? What difference did I make? And then she walks in to this group of people, and one after another, they stood up to talk about the impact she made on their lives and how much they loved her. And it was as if it filled in those things that she couldn't hope to know on her own. So by the way, just for fun, as I'm thinking about it, when you're thinking of building your tolerance for your greatness, you simultaneously are building a tolerance for the people around you to be great. And sometimes it's really lovely to tell them how great they are. It doesn't mean they'll necessarily believe you.
In fact, they probably won't, because most people have this story that they're not enough or not good enough, and anything about them is not enough or not good enough.
That's right. I'll be great when. Haven't you said something like that to yourself? I'll be better when I finally get that diploma or that boyfriend or lose that weight or get that book published or have more people in my business or whatever it is that you think is insufficient about you that is going to change the quality of your life when you shift around the circumstances. Your greatness is not circumstantially based. Your greatness is this through line in your life, and it's really up to you to recognize it and support it, should you so choose.
But no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. That's the second principle. And if you're busy complaining to yourself about the circumstances of your life, it's going to be very difficult for you to discern your greatness, you know, because it won't be that visible in the forest of complaint that you create about how things ought to be different than they are.
I really saw an example of that on Monday night in a very small way, but those small moments are quite profound, actually. Shai and I went to dinner before leading our Monday Night Alive in New York City, which, by the way, was wonderful after this intuition weekend we just finished. And we went to dinner at this little Thai restaurant, and we ordered appetizers and a main dish. And Shai's appetizer came, and mine didn't. And so I was sitting there watching him eat it because it wasn't something we could share. And the same thing happened with my meal. His meal came significantly earlier than mine. And it was really fun because he said, how you doing? I said, I'm great. My life is providing me with an opportunity to not complain because I was going to get fed. The food was going to be just as tasty as it was when it arrived. But if you disagree with the little moments of your life when they don't show up the way you would prefer, you erode what's possible for you in your own experience of your own greatness. Simple, yet profound.
Yeah.
We'll be back after a break. Come on back with us.
And don't miss being here.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Hi. You know, I just, you know, we have this stopwatch that we use, this online stopwatch that allows us to know where we are in our program. And, you know, you can set it up like a timer. But what I just noticed about it was it breaks down into hundredths of a second.
Yes, yeah, pretty neat.
I think it is, too, because I'm looking at each moment of now. My, each one of those moments, hundredths of a second is a moment of now, but there's hundreds of moments of now between.
There are.
Yes.
Let's take our first caller. Stephanie, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hi.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
Tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Rosengarten, which is near Hamburg in Germany.
Excellent.
Rosengarten. You got a lot of roses there?
We do, actually.
Ah.
Beautiful.
Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you guys. Can you hear me well? I have a little static.
You sound wonderful.
Yeah, you sound great to us.
Hey, great, good. I can hear you well. That's fine. I'll just love listening to you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I was smiling listening to what you said in this show. So I have a question.
Yes.
And I really got touched by when you said, how good are you willing to have it be?
Yes.
My life really is like, I'm getting a little emotional. I know you for quite a while now, and recently, or actually for a while now, I feel like I have very little complaint in my life. It's like I'm really thankful for what I have. And then things show up that there's more possible, and I'll just have an example. I talked to a friend recently, and she has a friend who owns an academy for graphic design. And I said, oh, that's really interesting because, I started thinking about maybe I could teach in addition to what I do. Maybe I could teach graphic design.
Right.
She said, oh, well, yes, cool idea. Just, you know, write a concept, what you would like to teach, and give it to me. I will hand it to him. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm really... I can watch myself procrastinate writing this concept.
Well, I'll tell you part of the reason for that.
Okay.
Is when you go to write it, you want to have it done before you do it.
Well,
so
I'll tell you another thing.
Good.
You're not sure that you want to teach.
Yeah.
Then that ambiguity, that lack of certainty, that... not being congruent in yourself about whether or not you want to do it is slowing you down a lot.
Because you've done brochures for us, for instance.
Yes.
If anybody's ever seen our Transformation in the Workplace brochure or Transformational Time and Project Management brochure or the little posts, the little cards we have for this radio show, those are your designs.
Yeah.
And they're wonderful. And it's when you make those designs, you're not trying to have them be perfect first time out. You're trying to do you do something to get yourself on the mat or in...
Engaged.
Started. And then you look at it, you see what works and what doesn't. And if you decide you do want to teach and you're going to write a proposal... Write it, not editing yourself as you write it. It's a creative act.
Right.
I'm really glad you're coming to Creativity and Intuition in Cambridge.
Me too.
Because it's obvious that you're getting these intuitive hits that you follow. You spoke to this person. Mm. And then your reasonable mind steps in.
And... stops you from going for what you want to do.
And then you call it procrastination.
Well, your reasonable mind calls it procrastination.
Yes. It's like all the thoughts go on. You're like, I can't do this. I never learned to teach. All these things that, hey, why I can't do this.
Well, you don't have to have learned to teach in order to teach.
You've been taught, haven't you?
Yes.
So you spent years and years in school learning, yes?
Right, yes.
Those people that taught you any more brilliant or great than you are?
No.
Then here you have it. Go for it, girl.
Yeah, I think Chaya really hit it when he said, I'm not sure if I want to do it. I'm not sure I don't either. You know, it's like,
Yes, but that ambiguity keeps you from stepping forward in your life. A lot of people stutter step through life because they're not sure of the outcome before they begin. Well, you never know the outcome before you begin.
But part of your concern with whether or not you want to do it is because you're not sure you can do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so you put whether or not you think you'll be good at it or know how to do it ahead of whether or not you want to do it. And I would put aside that and look at what you want to do. And if you want to do it, the can is going to come right into place. And the other thing is I would speak to other people around you who know you well.
Right.
And knowing you well, I think you'd be a brilliant teacher.
You know what's really funny? Part of me also thinks I would be a brilliant teacher.
Well, go with that one.
But then we're talking about building tolerance for your greatness. And part of building tolerance for your greatness is being willing to give it the pleasure to the other people around you who support you and say you're great to actually manifest that.
Right, rather than listen to your story about your shortcomings.
And make them try to convince you of your greatness when you already are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because a lot of us want that extra attention.
Yes.
And then the other thing that happens, and a friend of yours and ours, Leah, was talking about this on Monday night, and you'll be seeing her in Cambridge also, but she was talking about how her boss had offered her extra responsibilities at work.
Mm.
And it was like, oh, no, don't ask that of me. Even though inside she was thrilled and wanted to do it, there's something also about when we're kids, we get into the habit of wanting to be able to take vacations and breaks and not have to be counted on.
Right, yeah.
And really, there's nothing more wonderful than being counted on and being count-onable.
Especially by yourself.
Mm.
When you can give yourself your word to do something and actually come across. That's cool.
That's true.
Thanks for calling in today,
yes,
Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, me too.
Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller on the line, Bettina.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Right. Are you in Paris?
Yes, I'm calling in from Paris.
Excellent. Nice to hear your voice, Bettina.
Oh, thank you. You too.
What can we do for you today?
I don't know whether it's really a question, but I can completely relate to what Stephanie said. I'm now in a situation where I have been, I have a PhD to finish. And I have been ashamed for years that I didn't finish it because either I just didn't do it or I spent time instead of doing it on thinking about doing it or whether I could do it. And being ashamed for not having done it.
Well, let's talk for a moment about this ashamed thing. You have something different?
Well, I just was wondering who paid for your education.
Yeah, my parents did.
Right. And so that if you complete this PhD, then they will have some kind of completion with you.
Yes.
That they don't now have because they had their hopes in you showing up as great as you are, and you're showing them you can't count on me to complete this.
And it's also, and it's a little bit like Stephanie here, it's a child's way to keep attention
right.
on you. Mm-hmm.
Rather than being the brilliant, great human being that you are, you keep this thing around to prove to yourself that you're not as good as you actually are.
Yeah.
And then let's look at the three principles again. When you're saying you're ashamed that you haven't finished it, a shame is a pretty strong version of a judgment. It's like
yes.
you saying, oh, you know, I should have done it differently. Well, that idea itself keeps you inactive. And you could only be your age, living where you are, in your life circumstances, without your PhD, because you are.
And you could have only done all the work you did to get your PhD and have not completed it yet.
And then the third principle is anything you see without judging it completes itself. So that doesn't mean that it completes your getting a PhD, but it certainly completes the whole conversation around whether or not you should.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're either active at it or you're not. And I do see that Shai's question to Stephanie relates well to you as well, looking at whether or not you really want this thing.
I do.
Well, we'll see. I ask you the question again. How good are you willing to have it be?
Because if you're beating on yourself, Bettina, then it actually says that you don't want to complete it.
Right.
Get interested in your actions, not in what you tell yourself.
Right.
Right.
You know, we have to go to a break now.
Okay.
Do you want to come back with us after the break?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, we'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I know we mentioned it before when we were speaking with Stephanie from near Hamburg. We are coming to Europe. We're coming to the UK, Cambridge, England, July 15th through 17th for a workshop on creativity and intuition. You are invited. If you want to do something stateside, we're going to be doing Step Into Your Brilliance, August 12th through 14th. Those are the next two opportunities to come join us in a weekend. We've had people recently who have been listening to the show come to this Creativity and Intuition Weekend. We did this past Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Intimacy. Intimacy.
The intimacy.
Yeah, thank
workshop
you.
Workshop this weekend.
You saved me.
Absolutely magical weekend.
It was so sweet.
So sweet.
But Tina, are you still with us?
Yes, yes, please.
Can you see how, in a certain respect, you wouldn't know who you were if you didn't have this ongoing story about your unfinished PhD?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's been a source of your identity.
Yes.
And, you know, most of us need to have something
to resist.
To resist or not complete or complain to ourselves that we haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not used to having a brilliant, brilliant life with consistency without downtime in there somehow.
Mm.
And it's possible. Now, we're going to be seeing you in Cambridge, aren't we?
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, excellent.
And we get to meet your boyfriend there, too.
Yes.
Awesome.
You are excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling into the
yes.
show today. It was a nice
Thank
surprise.
You very much.
Yes. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You're
bye.
So welcome.
You're very welcome.
We have another caller.
Yes, we do.
Let's take him. Andy, are you there?
Yeah.
Where
I'm
are
here.
You today? Hi.
Where are you calling him from, Andy?
I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, the Big Apple.
The Big Apple. Yes.
You there building tolerance for your greatness?
Well, that's a great question because this is, I've been listening to this radio show a lot today, and it's everything you guys have said has been so amazing and so brilliant, and a lot of the questions I had have already been answered, but then a new question came up for me.
Oh, I like that anyway, because the new questions are, you know, the first one you had rehearsed.
Yeah, I did.
Right. And it came totally from your mind, but now
what's
I like
your new that. Question?
Yeah, what is your new question, Andy?
Well, I have had such great expansions of finding new tolerances for my greatness in my life, and then they'll go on for a while, and I'll be just brilliant here, brilliant there, and then something will come, and I'll stop myself, or I won't let myself enjoy my greatness. And I'm just curious, how can I find a consistency in allowing myself to be great?
How can you find the consistency? Well, one is when you find you lose it, not to kick yourself for losing it.
Right.
And the other thing is, generally when you lose it, you've said no to something.
Right.
Like you had an impulse to do something, you said no to yourself. Or you hid from yourself certain things. Sometimes people do that.
You're getting married recently, pretty soon, right?
Yeah, in less than a month.
Yeah. That might have something to do with it, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, look at this. You have your date planned to get married, and you certainly, for instance, I know that as part of your honeymoon, you guys are coming to Cambridge also, which we're really thrilled about. It's going to be fun to have you there.
Yeah.
But so then you read the paper, and you see the possibility of, say, a play, and then you go, uh-oh, that might conflict with my marriage plans.
Right.
And then you have a
conversation. Andy's an actor.
Because Andy's an actor. And then,
so is his soon-to-be wife.
So you wouldn't want to get a job, for instance, that conflicts.
Yeah.
But so instead of just going to yourself, oh, I'm not available, you have this back-and-forth conversation because you have a deep desire to have your career grow, but you also have a mental pressure that you should have it grow. So
yes,
instead
definitely.
Of just looking at the dates and going, well, no, can't do that one like you're already booked, you have conversations with yourself about what you should be doing and whether or not you're doing the right thing and how to have it work.
Yeah, that's so true. It's like I'll notice it, and it's not just a simple, oh, I'm booked that day. There's a harshness that I have on myself. That's like, oh, well, can't do that now because I've got something else going on.
Yeah, like you shouldn't have a life.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But if you had the opportunity to do a play, but you were already doing another play, you'd just be like, oh, I'm already working. It'd be a whole different thing.
So your life could be what you're up to as well as being an actor.
Whoa, that's mind-blowing to me, actually, because
you filter everything through being an actor.
Yeah, or I'm also an acting teacher, so I filter everything through being an actor or having my hand in some kind of creative venture or creative pot. I don't...
My darling, your life is a creative venture if you just step back and take a look for a minute.
Or step into it. Rather than stepping back...
Yeah, I agree. I like that better.
Yeah. Step into your life. Jump into the current moment of your life rather than seeing whether you like what's showing up.
Or seeing how doing the dishes applies to being an actor.
Yeah, you could just do the dishes.
Well, having been an actress in an earlier...
Earlier time
in my life, I realized that there was often a gap between me and activities where everything I did, I was talking about how it applied to the future, how it applied to acting, rather than just being invested in doing those things. And in fact, being on stage for me was a respite from my mind, because when I really got there and in sync with the audience, for instance, then I wasn't thinking, and it was just this glorious experience. But my life these days is a glorious experience. I don't have to rehearse for weeks and finally have those few minutes on stage, because Shai and I are integrated into doing what we're doing rather than talking about how this will apply to the future.
See, I don't think about the future hardly at all, because it's really not quite relevant to this moment, since it's going to show up the way it does, whether I agree with it, disagree with it, like it, not. It matters not. The moment's going to the future's going to show up the way it does. But if I have been being with my life as it's showing up moment to moment, then when the next moment arrives, which is my future, I'll be appropriate with that too. I'll be able to deal with it, and so will you.
That's awesome, and I've heard you say those words before, but I think I actually just heard them.
That's why I keep repeating myself. It gets pretty easy after a while to say the same things over and over, and eventually people hear it.
Well, you know, they say something like you have to hear something 10 times at least before you learn it, a minimum. So, you know, we talk to people about listening each week, and, you know, eventually it sinks
sometimes,
in.
Sometimes somebody actually hears what we're saying.
Well, that just happened, and it feels great. It feels great.
That's great, Andy.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. What are you up to the rest of your day?
I have a great day. I'm about to go teach an acting class to 4- and 5-year-olds in about 15 minutes.
Oh, how sweet.
That sounds very sweet.
They are so sweet. Oh, man, their energy is just incredible. And I'm just to share this briefly, yesterday I said the letter A for some reason, and there are a lot of kids in the room that have the letter A as either the first letter in their name or mm-hmm. somewhere in their name. And they all started going, I have an A in my name. I have an A in my name. I have an A in my name. And they kind of dogpiled on me and all hugged me at screaming, I have an A in my name. And it was just hilarious.
Isn't it amazing that that kids of that age can get so excited about life that they've got an A in their name and that's cause for celebration?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice to celebrate your life?
Yeah,
well, moment by moment,
Andy,
just because you're here to do it.
Just in case you forgot, you have an A in your name, too, so you can celebrate.
And I think you should be on the A team.
I'm going to step into it right now. Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
With us today, Andy.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, hey, before we go to the break, I just want to have a real quick shout-out to Ray and Patty, who came to the Intimacy course this past weekend. See, I got it right.
They came in from Canada.
And it was just lovely to have you both there. And also Karen in South Africa, who wrote up on Facebook how she loved our book, Being Here. And we love it, too. It's a great summer read. If you haven't read it yet, you should get it for yourself on Amazon.com or wherever else it's sold in your bookstore. So we'll be back shortly. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
You know, I actually think it was Ray from Canada who mentioned to us that our book, Being Here, was not downloadable on the Kindle. So we went out and fixed that so that we have a digital version of our book available from Amazon and other online retailers that have the digital format. So all of our books are available in digital. I personally love my Kindle, and I read almost everything on there nowadays. So if you have tried to get that book before and couldn't, it's available now, and you can also get our books through our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. We have another caller. Shall we take her?
Let's, please.
Claudia,
hi.
Are you with us? Hi.
Hi, Claudia. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Toronto.
Toronto in Canada.
Hey, we're starting to grow the Toronto area now with Ray and Patty. We'll have to put you in touch with them. You'll really like them.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thanks. That would be great.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm listening to everybody and what everybody is saying, and it's so great to hear your voices and everyone else's. Andy is such a positive fella. It's really great to hear him and what he's doing. My question, I think, is a little different, but maybe not. It was very heartwarming to hear about Mac's mom, who just turned 90. And as you know, my mother turned 90 in March, and she right now is in palliative care. So it's a very stressful situation for.
So say it again. What kind of care
was that?
She's in palliative care.
And what does that mean?
That means that she's in a care facility, and they're looking after her, but she basically has about 2 to 3 months left.
Okay. So it's like the step before hospice in a way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, it's a stressful situation, and I'm trying to maintain my greatness in all of this.
Well, what makes the situation stressful, Claudia, is you're wishing it different than it is.
I see that.
It's a situation. It's a situation that requires you to deal with different things that come up on a daily basis.
Yes.
But when you don't want to, then it becomes stressful.
Yes. Yes, that is very true. And I'm finding that sometimes I don't want to go and see her because she's complaining about a lot of things. And when I leave, I almost feel less than my greatness.
Well, that's because you've been resisting hearing her complaints.
Okay.
See, you have a preference or a series of preferences. You would prefer that she be happy and non-complaining.
Yes.
But she is not happy, and she is complaining.
Absolutely.
And she's not going to change.
Absolutely.
But what you can do is shift your attitude about how she is to allow her to be the way she is.
Okay.
And one of the things you can do to have that happen is by actually listening to her, to hear what she's saying from her point of view, rather than wish she wouldn't tell you that again.
Yes.
And you didn't listen to it the first time.
You did something extra in addition, like
yes.
Wished you could impact it, wished you could make it better,
yes.
Wished she wouldn't blame you for things that you have no control over. You talk to yourself about what she's saying rather than just hear it.
Oh, that is so true.
You know, there were early on in some of our communication courses, early when we did transformation in the workplace, we sometimes did exercises where we'd have people do nursery rhymes, where I might say to Shia,
Yes.
Mary had a little lamb. Her fleece was white as snow.
Yes.
It's like just to hear what a person says and says yes or gibberish. And then if you get practiced at that, then if I say, I can't stand being here, my body hurts.
You could say, yes, I understand.
Right.
But you've been resisting that. Look, I remember when my father was on his deathbed, and he said, Shia, you got to get me out of here. Like, where could I take him? He was in the hospital already, getting the best care he could get.
He even said, I'm not so happy with you. I'm not so happy with how often you've seen me. And we saw him as frequently as we could see him. Mm-hmm. But then he went over the list of all the different people he was unhappy with. And he was unhappy. He was unhappy
but
that he was dying.
That's right. He was unhappy because he didn't like the way it was going. But it didn't matter because that's the way it was. And with your mother, she's unhappy because she knows she's dying, whether it's stated or not. She knows she has a limited time left, and she's not comfortable.
Yes.
And so she's going to tell you that. And if you don't want to hear that, she's going to keep telling you that.
Right.
Second principle. Or actually, right. First principle. Or actually, both. First principle, anything you resist persists. Second principle, she can only be saying what she's saying.
You know the other thing, too? Mm-hmm. You can do what are sometimes called pattern interrupts, where you can actually change the subject without her knowing that you've changed the subject, but just directing her attention elsewhere, like you used to do with your daughter, Kat, when she didn't want to do something, and you would say, ask her a question that would take her attention away from the thing she was crying about.
Right.
You're very skilled at that. And the other thing, this is a time where you can just repeatedly, in all the different ways you can think of, tell her how much you love her.
Right.
Right. And here's the other thing. Your mother reminds you of you.
And you have low tolerance for the amount that you complain.
That is so true.
So,
you know, maybe you're learning how to build tolerance for yourself.
That's right.
And you're great including all of those complaints that you've had in your life. And you've come from a very great lady. And the more you can see it, the easier your life is going to become.
The other thing is, Claudia, be kind to yourself. You know, have some compassion for you, too. You're not in the best situation. I mean, circumstantially, having a sick parent is not an easy situational thing to deal with on a regular daily basis. And, you know, the answer is to be kind to yourself.
Right.
That's about the best thing I can say.
That and connect in with your friends to recharge your batteries, because you're not going
right.
to get a battery charge there, so you need to find other ways to charge yourself.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because I went to see a friend of mine this weekend. And
we got about 30 seconds, so you better make it quick.
She was out in the country, and I felt such relief and such greatness in myself. And then as I was driving back, it just shifted.
Well, it shifted because you didn't like what you were driving back to.
Exactly.
Well, if you resist something, it dominates your life.
Okay.
And so we're not going to resist that we've run out of time.
Okay.
We'll invite you all back next week.
Yeah.
Thank
come on
you all
back,
very
everyone.
Much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lovely.
I'm planning on seeing you in August.
Oh,
excellent.
Yay. So we'll be seeing you for Step Into Your Brilliance.
Step Into Your Brilliance. Excellent.
Lovely.
Bye.
All right. Come on back, everyone. And don't
miss
being here.
We hope you
you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.